Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. This first person is hoping to lose some weight this year, so he should probably stay away from drinking any beer. Here he is, Producer Eddie, everybody.
Hey, Bones, what are your thoughts on group texts? You like them? You hate them?
With the right group, they're really good, but with the stupid group, they text all the time.
Yes.
So it just depends. Yes, for the most part, I liked them because I'll leave ones that I get annoyed by, but I can see where people would get annoyed. Why do you ask?
I hate them, and I know where I got it from. My dad. So me and my family, we've been on a group text for years, probably 5 years, where we just text like, oh, guys, look at my cat. My brother texts all the time. Hey, guys, look what the kid did today. Oh, funny, great, whatever. My dad, after 5 years, finally replied to one. He's never replied.
Oh.
And he wrote back and said, guys, I'm going to just exit from this group text. It puts a lot of pressure on me to... You guys want responses. You get mad when I don't respond. So I'm just going to exit. Thank you so much for having me for 5 years, but I'm out. And then you see him left the conversation. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. For 5 years, he's never said anything and he's had enough. He left.
You don't really respond in our Dallas Cowboys group text.
No. I hate group
Eddie
text.
Doesn't respond to any group text. And then he goes, dude, if it's a group text, I don't read it. So I didn't see that text. I'm like, Eddie, we were discussing stuff.
What about our NBA 2K group text?
I ignore it. I turned the, notifications off. So it didn't
about you, do I need to message you specifically?
Yes, and you do. You're good at that. If you need to get a hold of me, you go straight to me, and I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Dang, big time.
No, when we were doing Sore Losers Convention stuff, we would, in a group text, we'd text him asking him to post on his social media. He's like, oh, I didn't read that. If it's a group text, I don't read it.
It's only three people. That's barely a group.
Right.
What about our show group text?
He doesn't read it.
Scuba has to text me separately.
Oh, what?
Dang, Beyonce.
It's too much. I'm like, my dad stresses me out.
Scuba just mouthed, it's annoying.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay. Once arrested live on air, this next person also likes to root for the Chicago Bears. Here he is, Lunchbox.
So, guys, February 13th is a big day. And no, it's not because it's the day before Valentine's Day. That's when Abby is singing the national anthem at the hockey game. And we haven't heard anything about it. We have not been given our tickets. Like, what's the deal? Are we getting tickets this week?
She doesn't owe us tickets to the game.
Well, doesn't she want people there supporting her?
She'll have a whole arena of people supporting her.
Yeah, they'll be there.
I'm just saying, I feel like February 13th, we should already be in our inbox. How many tickets do you need?
Abby, you don't owe anybody any tickets, but are you nervous about this?
Singing?
Yeah.
Yes, but I've been like practicing with my voice coach.
Nice.
And she says I've gotten a lot better, so.
Good for you.
That makes me happy.
Abby is singing at the Nashville Predators NHL. It's the Preds and Coyotes, and she's going to crush it, and we're all going to cheer, even if we don't get to be there. Now, are you giving, is your mom coming down?
No, she's out of town.
Do they say you have any tickets to give away?
Yeah, what's your ticket allotment? I mean, I need four.
No, he just wants to go to the game for free, Abby. Don't fall for this.
No, my kids have been practicing the national anthem, too. They're ready to go.
But your kids aren't singing it on a microphone.
I know, but they want to be there.
Abby, feel no pressure.
They give me one, but they also said there's something in the works for you guys to go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't want to promise anything, but I will ask.
He just wants, one, to hassle you, and two, to get free tickets, so don't let him guilt you.
Okay?
I'm not guilting anybody. I'm just saying we should be there to support, and then that way I can interview people in the crowd. What'd you think of that national anthem singer?
Ray, wasn't this your gift to her for Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely didn't include like an allotment of 30 tickets.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't think so. Yeah.
I do need six if we're going to go.
Okay, right. That's what I'm saying, right? Like,
we're not doing
let's
that.
Let's go.
Okay, thank you, Lunchbox. She gives us the morning corny every single morning, and her toughest task is to make sure that they're never, ever boring. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So let's say you're going to a restaurant, and there's a long wait, and you get put on the wait list, and you're leaving to go walk around because the restaurant will text you when it's your turn. And as you're turning away from the hostess desk, a guy walks up having to cancel his reservation.
When you say, let's say, this is not hypothetical. This sounds way too specific. Does this happen to you?
It happened to me.
Okay, got it, got it. So he stops you and says what?
Well, no, we're at the hostess desk leaving, and he's walking up saying, I just got paged that my table is ready for 4, but my party can no longer make it. Like his friend, something came up, and they were having to cancel in that moment. We're table 4. He's a table 4. It's like, he's like, well, y'all should just take it. And I thought, no, that needs to go to the next person in line. And the host had said, I'm fine with it. Y'all can take the table. And I mean, it was a dilemma, but we took the table. And then felt bad but then I just convinced myself a story that the next table in line was like a 6-top and they wouldn't have been able to fit at the 4-top anyway.
And they probably hated democracy.
Right?
And not kick puppies and
stuff. So I just thought it was interesting. We got gifted a table.
Yeah, I'm like, surprised they just didn't go to the next person. I would have been scared to say yes if other people were around seeing me jump and cut line.
Oh, 100%.
So mad.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't trying to cut, though. The guy, it was his table. It would have gone to him anyway. And it's like he is an angel that came from above and gifted us a table.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Wow, angel.
It was an angelic, like divine situation.
It felt that way because it was a 45-minute wait. Yeah.
Okay, well.
So thank you. And hope everything's okay.
She brought the good Lord into this. I don't know what to say.
Okay, not much you can.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he loves eating cereal as an adult, and he likes cookies with a little salt. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. There's not a movie that can get me in the theater because I don't want to go to the theater. I hate the movie theater. I like watching them at home. Except.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
I just saw a preview for the new John Wick movie.
Oh, you do like John Wick.
I love John Wick.
No, that is so entertaining, John Wick.
It's the best.
It's so awesome.
Do you love John Wick or Keanu
Reeves? No, it's John Wick.
Both.
It's just
brilliant. I love Keanu. John Wick is, it's one of my favorite franchises. And there's a plot. It's a lot of fighting. It's like you don't have to go in and invest a bunch of emotional energy worrying about. It's just like, let's go kick some butt. I love it. I might have to go to the theater. Hey, Mikey, have you seen anything about John Wick and the new one?
Yeah, it looks good. It's coming out on March 24th.
What's the deal? Did he like do all his own stunts, fights? Is there any fun facts about this movie?
Oh, yeah, he coordinates all his own stunts. So when he gets hit, it's him getting hit.
Did they record like the last two at the same time, like Avatar?
No, this is a brand new one, totally separate.
I love John Wick. I'll say, not afraid to say it.
And you're going to go to the movie for it.
Is this one only coming out in theaters? Because I may go.
Say yes, Mike.
Only in theaters, yep.
Oh. Wow.
Got to make a tough choice here.
Come on, man.
I did see the preview, though, and I was like, oh, I love it.
Dude, you know what would be a great idea? Just rent out the theater while I go.
Why do you always want free stuff?
You know, so I'm just saying you don't want to be in a theater with other people. Just rent it out so it's only people you know.
I think it's all about the other people, right?
But it would be like a good experience.
It's just the whole process. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to start the show. Coming up later, Brantley Gilbert and Chad, the lead singer and Nickelback, are going to be in talking about the tour they're doing together. Appreciate you guys being here. The show starts now. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need your help. My son is 13. He's an ice hockey goalie. He's worked so hard. He's playing on a high-level team. He has made it. It's been a tough year for him. He has started with anxiety to the point he will try to pull himself out of a game. He doubts himself, thinking he is not good enough. He has played great. Heck, he's even had 2 shutouts. Do you have any encouraging words for him and us as parents to help his confidence? Thank you for any help. P.S. He has fight, grind, repeat on the back of his helmet. Signed, goalie mom that wants to build her kid up. So here's how you get confidence. You do it right. You do it wrong until you figure out how to do it right. And it sounds like he worked hard, did it wrong, got better, and got right. Now, anxiety is not something that you can just go, here's A, or here's B, or here's C, and that fixes it. Anxiety hits people differently. People react different. Physically, it affects people differently. Anxiety makes people want to either sometimes perform at a high level, not perform at all. There's just not a one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to anxiety. So I can't sit here and go, this will help. But what I think might build your confidence up as a mom is to know that he's already gone through some pretty tough crap to get there. And he's here. And if he reaches out and says, hey, I need some help, I don't want to do this, listen to him. Don't tell him, you can just do it. Come on. Like, don't just give him that. Like, just fight through it. Listen to him. Talk with him about why he feels these ways. And be the person that can see the forest from the trees. Meaning, sometimes I get anxious about something coming up, and Caitlin's like, okay, I completely get it. But I'm looking at it from a different angle, sometimes a higher view. Sometimes I'm not living it, so I have a different perspective. And offer him these perspectives. And if he still doesn't want to do it, there's nothing you can do. You definitely don't want to force him to do it. But I do think with someone who doesn't treat his anxiety as a weakness, I think that is a big factor for him. And also, match him up with a couple of people that are like-minded, that are a little bit older. If you can find a goalie who's 15, 16, 22, somebody that played goalie, that's good to have somebody to talk to about similar things as well. So I want to give you the confidence that you're doing a great job. You care, obviously. He's worked hard, and you don't get a work ethic from parents that say, eh, you don't have to worry about it, kid. We'll just give you everything. So good for you. There's your confidence. And give him confidence by just being there for him and hopefully offering him a different perspective or people that have different perspectives. And I think he'll get through it. It sounds like he's a hard worker, and he will work through this. And if he gets to the point where he's like, I can't work through this anymore, then give him the grace to not work through it for a second. But I think you guys will come out just loving this and being better because of it. Amy?
Well, I think for kids, for sure, and honestly, adults too, sometimes our feelings, we want them acknowledged. So like you said, Bobby, her hearing him and not just forcing him to go out there and do it, that's huge. Then he'll feel heard, he'll feel seen, and then you can help him work through, okay, what are some of these feelings? And give him some tools. Like, it could be that he does some breathing or he has some affirmations he says over and over in his head. That, yeah, like, I am an amazing goalie.
A root beer. I did parentheses root.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Root beer.
But, I mean, yeah, I love all of that advice.
Yeah, root beer, guys. You guys got this. It's learning how to deal with it young, so when it happens to you again later and later and later, not only do you have the tools to deal with it later, but also you can help others deal with it too. Thanks for emailing. I appreciate that, and good luck to you guys. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's now time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! We spent all week trying to find the most fun or most interesting fact to bring to the show. Fun Fact Friday, Eddie, you're up.
If you're walking along the beach and you find a Lego piece, like a toy, it's not because a kid brought it there and he left his Lego there. Let me tell you what happened back in 1997. There was a cargo ship in the Atlantic Ocean carrying a bunch of Legos. A storm came, a container flipped over, and Lego pieces went all over the ocean. Wow. And today, this was in 97, and still, like, today, you can find those Lego pieces on the shore.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Lunchbox.
Bunnies digest food so quickly that not all the nutrients get absorbed, so they get rid of it and they eat it again.
Oh. Is this 2 weeks ago a poop bag?
Yeah, man. He's on a roll.
I mean,
that's crazy that they think that nutrients is so important that they goes through their body and says half of it's not good enough. Ah, give me that again. Ah.
Your body didn't process all of it that it could, so yeah. Let's do it again.
Okay.
All right, Amy?
Well, this is kind of a feel-good, too. On January 23rd, 1923, Frederick Banting sold the patent for insulin for $1, saying, insulin does not belong to me, it belongs to the world.
Yeah, and by the way, insulin almost costs nothing now. Wow. But because of the pharmaceutical industry, it is expensive.
I know so many people that have insulin or need it.
Is that a dirty industry? That's pretty dirty, huh?
Yeah.
The medicine
pharmaceutical industry? Yeah.
Okay.
Pharma. Big farm.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Morgan?
During your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill 50 bathtubs.
Oh, can you imagine just getting in one of those?
The smell of it?
Disgusting. I got two I was just kind of on the fence about, so I'm going to do them both. When you talk to yourself in your head, your larynx still makes tiny movements like you're talking.
Weird.
Your larynx, and it's smaller, but it's the same movement as if you were actually saying it.
Mm.
So when you talk to yourself and you think you're... is still moving.
I can add to that. Whenever we play back a clip of Lunchbox doing street audio, his mouth moves.
That's
even though he's not saying
that's just
it.
Just because he's weird.
Okay.
He's like mouthing along with himself.
Yeah, he does. He does
what?
That.
You
I don't
do
think
that?
I'll do that.
I'll record it sometime. I'll show you.
You do that. My other one was the first gold record ever, which means 1 million copies, in 1942 by Glenn Miller. This is the first ever gold record. It was Pardon Me Boy, Is This the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Pardon Me Boy, Is That the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Yes, yes,
Rack 29. Boy, you can give me a shine.
Come on, that's
I love
song.
It.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, first ever gold record, sold 1.2 million copies. Imagine back then how big that song was.
I mean, that's huge.
If it sold 1.2 million. Man, Glenn Miller probably living the Axl Rose lifestyle. We didn't even know it. We didn't even know it.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Bobby, what do you often say is the coolest type of rescue situation?
Well, easily. It's the human chain. Because there's a lot of people involved.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, so human chain saves dolphin. I love everything about this.
Okay.
This dolphin was stuck in a creek for like more than 2 weeks.
How did he get in a creek?
Wow.
Like, did he come up a stream and end up in a creek?
Yeah, without a paddle.
It went up creek, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A dolphin got in a creek.
That's crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
So, 28 rescuers formed a human chain to guide the dolphin to the creek's exit safely. And here are some of the rescuers talking about it.
There was about 25 to 28 of us in the water, and our main goal was just to create a straight line across from us. So we were shoulder to shoulder, no gaps. We didn't want any gaps to let the animal see an opportunity to pass us. We all moved at a steady pace.
They basically created a road for them.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Like a bowling bumper.
Like a lane.
Yeah,
that you can't fall into the lane. And, I guess saltwater creeks are different than where I grew up. Because this creek is basically just a small part of the ocean.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
dolphin's got to be in saltwater, I do believe.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, how does he live for 2 weeks out in the
creek in Arkansas?
Although there are pink dolphins in the Amazon. Look that up.
But
Fun Fact not, Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is stupid. Amy, and they saved the dolphin.
I don't know, guys.
Oh man, there's a pink dolphin
in the Amazon. In
the Japanese freshwater. Jumping river pink dolphin.
So it's a river dolphin.
It's a rolfin. That's a good story, Amy. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's Friday. It's the best game of all time. It's the easiest trivia game of all time. It's easy trivia. The category is an easy trivia. Bobby Bone Show pets. Amy. Oh, you're not first.
No, it's
Eddie's
me.
First. Eddie's
champ,
the champion.
Champ,
sorry
champ.
About that. Eddie, these questions are so easy.
Okay.
Especially round one. Who has a dog named Stanley?
That's you, Bobby Bones.
Correct. Morgan, who has a cat named Maggie?
Amy.
Correct. Amy, who has a dog named Coachella?
Eddie.
Correct.
I didn't think about that.
Lunchbox, who has a dog named Remy?
Morgan, number two.
Correct. Good. Nobody goes home first round anyway. But if you miss it from this moment on, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
You get boned, you go home. Not literally, because that would be a reward.
I would miss it on purpose.
Love that.
Yeah, but Eddie wears his tiara because he's the champion.
Woo!
Ready, guys.
Come on, ready.
The category is country music bars.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Eddie,
we don't get out much.
What country artist has a bar named Ol' Red?
That's Blake Shelton.
Correct. Morgan, what country artist has a bar named Casa Rosa?
Miranda Lambert.
That's correct. Amy, what country artist has a bar named Whiskey Row?
Dierks Bentley.
Correct. Lunchbox, what country artist has a bar opening soon named Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
Yes.
Thank you.
The next category is sport association.
No, gosh.
I'm good with association.
Eddie, what sport is Michael Phelps known for?
Swimming.
Correct. Morgan, what sport is Peyton Manning known for?
Football.
Correct. Easy trivia. Amy, what sport is Muhammad Ali known for?
Run like a butterfly, Boxing.
Correct. Lunchbox, what sport is David Beckham known for?
Been it like Beckham, soccer.
Correct. Good job. Everybody still in? We're feeling good? Everybody feeling good?
All right.
Getting harder, though.
Correct. Famous U.S. landmarks. Eddie, in what city can you find the Golden Gate Bridge?
That's in San Francisco.
Correct. Morgan, in what city can you find the Liberty Bell?
Philadelphia.
Correct. Amy, in what city can you find the Space Needle?
Seattle.
Correct. Lunchbox, in what city can you find the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, I know this. Detroit, Rock City. Detroit.
You've been booed.
What is it?
What is
I
it?
I thought it was Detroit, too.
Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. What's in Detroit?
Rock City.
No, but I mean...
M&M.
I mean, that was...
Kid Rock.
The Lions.
Oh. Pistons.
Wow, Cleveland.
Ford.
Lunchbox has been eliminated.
Wow.
Tom Hanks movies.
Yes!
Oh, softball for Eddie.
Yeah. This one's right up his wheelhouse. You did have Friends in Low Places and David Beckham.
Pretty easy, dude. Don't yell at me.
Soccer.
No one knew my answer.
Yellow card for Lunchbox.
Oh!
Here we go. Tom Hanks movies.
I felt that.
Eddie, what real-life person does Tom Hanks play in Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Mr. Rogers.
Correct. Morgan, who does Tom Hanks' voice in Toy Story?
Woody.
Correct.
Okay.
Amy, where does Tom Hanks' character in The Terminal spend the majority of his time?
At the airport.
Correct. Next category, animals. Which bird is the largest and found in Africa, Eddie?
That is an ostrich.
Correct. Morgan, what baby animal is called a joey?
Oh, a baby kangaroo.
Nice job. Wow. Which land animal is the fastest, Amy?
A cheetah.
Correct.
Oh, man.
We're moving on. Good job, everybody. Eddie, what kind of fruit does SpongeBob live in?
A pineapple under the sea.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of the Nickelodeon character who wore a green sweater vest and whose last name was Funny?
Doug Funny.
Correct. Good one.
Wow.
Kel Mitchell, Kenan Thompson starred in what show together about the misadventures of two high school age teenagers?
Huh?
Kel Mitchell and Kenan Thompson starred in what show together about misadventures of two high school age teenagers? Kel Mitchell and
Kenan Thompson.
What is
the category again?
Nickelodeon. Did I not say the category?
I don't know.
Oh, well, if I didn't, I'm sorry.
I just forgot. I was checking in because I'm like, I don't know this
Kel
show.
Mitchell and Kenan Thompson.
I've heard of Kenan Thompson before. Two teenagers and their misadventures. Kel and Kenan. I don't know.
I don't know it.
It's Kenan and Kel.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yes!
What does it matter the order?
It does. It's called Kenan and Kel.
That's the name of it.
It's the name of the show, yeah.
What the?
Yeah.
That's like being Matters Family. You can't say that.
That's true.
Okay.
House full.
I get it, but I was just saying it. Just to say something. Golly.
And I tried to say the names like Kel Mitchell, Kenan, like really get
Yeah, and you said it in the Kel-Kenan
But I didn't
Kenan
say it
order.
The right, right. I said, right. You missed it. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Excuse me?
Amy. Shh, shh.
All I heard was, is there something you'd like to say? Okay. One more category, then we go to speed round. The category is outer space. You get two questions in each. Eddie, we're not going to include Pluto. How many planets are in the solar system?
My very energetic mother just served us 9. So that's 8.
When you did that, you were like, energetic is 3. And
oh,
you
got, I did?
You did a whole weird thing, but the answer is 8. I don't know how you got there. I was watching your fingers and it wasn't right, but the number's right.
Energetic. I did syllables.
Yeah. Okay. Morgan, what food do people say the moon is made out of?
Cheese.
Correct.
Really?
Wow.
Moon cheese.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Where have I?
Eddie, how long does it take for the Earth to complete one single orbit?
What?
That's around the sun. How long does it take for Earth to complete one single orbit around the sun?
365 days.
That's correct.
Wow!
Dang.
Morgan, you get this, we go to speed round. Oof. Which planet number is Jupiter?
My
energetic mother just served us nine pizzas. My energetic mother just fourth.
You're wrong.
Did you get it?
That's incorrect.
You've been.
You forgot my very energetic
Morgan. Mother
just
Jupiter. Well, first of all, she did energetic is two.
Hey, that kind of happens.
It is Jupiter and Eddie wins and takes the lead. Wow, Eddie, nice job, buddy. Two wins on the season. Reigning champ continues to reign.
Feeling good.
Nice job, buddy. There he is. Eddie's our champion. That's easy trivia.
All right, my cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances. It'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right. It was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy's Morning Corny comes up about 15 minutes or so, but here's a Morning Corny we got yesterday.
I have a Morning Corny. You're about the electrician. He had to strip to make white meat. Oh, temper. Do it again. Hold on. Beeble, beeble. Do you hear about the electrician? He had to strip to make ends meet.
Strip.
Beboo, beboo.
Do you have to strip
the wire?
Yeah, okay.
Definitely an industry joke.
An inside joke for the electricians?
Yeah. Beboo, beboop.
Beboo, beboop.
Lila from Louisville has a Morning Corny.
I have a Morning Corny. What do the Dallas Cowboys and a Chick-fil-A manager have in common? Neither one shows up for work on Sunday.
Here we go.
Eddie, they're just one after the other, buddy.
That's original, though. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So whatever.
Hey, by the way, today at 10 Central. You can get tickets to Amy's live podcast. She's doing it here in Nashville on March 25th at the Franklin Theater. I don't know where you are, where are you going to be tomorrow, but I can tell you March 25th, you want to be here. But tickets go on sale today, 10 Central, thebobbybones.com. Check it out.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Do you have anything you do in particular, Bobby, if you're in a bad mood and you need to snap out of it?
Man, sometimes I don't realize I'm in a bad mood until it's too late, and I've already killed 8 people.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty.
Dang.
If things aren't going my way, at first I go, man, something must be wrong with them. But then I'm getting better at it, but I can realize I am in a bad mood or I'm in a weird mood. And honestly, I try to drink some water, like a whole bunch of water, and just take a second and separate and go, okay, I'm now going to have to make up for the fact that I'm not feeling good. I'm working from a negative place, and I got to just get back to even. So it's a lot of just understanding, but it's hard to do. Why?
Well, I'm going to give everybody some things they can do.
This is going to be much easier. Yeah. Eat a lemon. Okay.
Keep these in your back pocket next time you're in a bad mood. You can try to focus on others instead of yourself. Like turn to a friend, see if they
Pass.
Need any help.
I'm in
help.
A bad mood. I don't care about anybody else.
Oh, boy.
But doing an act
I do
of
normally,
kindness,
but in a bad mood, you guys can all kick rocks. What?
This is something that can defeat your bad mood, though.
I hear you, but I'm not even going to think about that. I'm just telling you.
Okay. Breathing exercises.
I do that. I drink a bunch of water, and then I breathe.
Just make sure that your exhale is longer than your inhale. Whatever count you want to do, exhale is longer than the inhale.
That feels...
Sounds weird.
Yes.
That's not equal. Okay, go ahead.
Grab ice or something and put it like an ice pack and put it on your forehead. This can bring an instant sense of relaxation and tricks your body into being calm.
I can understand what ice could do because it's actually a little shock, a tiny shock to the system to kind of reset you. So... I get it. It wouldn't be about relaxation to me. It would be like, okay, things aren't going right. Reset. This is an unfamiliar feeling. Go.
Calm you, yes. And then spend time outside if you can or move
outside.
Your body if you can.
Nope.
Even just 15 minutes of a walk or something.
I hate walking.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, if I'm going to walk, I'm going to run hard and get the benefits of it. Otherwise, I'm taking a car.
You don't like going for a stroll?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Oh, man.
Ever?
A stroll?
A stroll.
Who calls it a stroll?
Like you're walking. Not fast, just
the
enjoying
the only time
the
I
air.
Stroll is if my wife wants to go for a walk, which I don't. I hate walking, and I'll do that with her. Or we'll walk the dogs, which I'm doing that for them. I hate a walk. Mm.
Never just by yourself. You just put it.
Why would I go for a walk?
Put
Who
in
goes
a
for
book
a stroll
or podcast.
By
no. If I do
love
that,
walks.
If I'm going to book or podcast, I'm going to do something else.
Yeah, walk.
It's efficiency. No. I'm going to. Anyway, I'm getting in a bad mood right now. Give me some ice. Yeah.
Oreo is releasing the most Oreo, and I can't wait for this. This is an Oreo that where it's got the two chocolate cookies on the outside, and then it's filled up like it's a double stuffed Oreo, but then there's crushed up Oreo bits inside the cream.
Oh it's my. The healthy version. Yeah. Good yeah. for them.
So this is the most Oreo. This is a limited edition thing. You can take advantage of the presale at Oreo.com if you want to, but
They're
it'll
doing
be in
pre-sales
stores.
Pre-sales on Oreos now?
Well, it's in stores next
these Eric
week.
Church tickets?
Yeah, Monday, okay. January 30th.
Thank you. What else?
Okay. And our iHeart Country Festival is big time this year. Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Parker McCollum, Kane Brown, Jordan Davis. The list goes on. L. King. And it's hosted by Bobby Bones right here. Hey, say hi.
No.
You're in a bad mood.
Yeah. And I bring this up right now because tickets are on sale today at noon. And if people want to come to Austin, Texas for it on May 13th, it's going to be so much fun.
It will be a lot of fun. All right, Amy, thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Reverend Rob Johnson celebrated his 35th birthday by telling everybody, you get free gas, you get free gas, you get free gas. He gave away $15,000 of free gas. And while you were waiting in line, you got a slice of breakfast pizza.
Oh, and you get breakfast. That didn't sound
and you
good.
Get breakfast pizza.
You get a lot
of slice
syllables.
Of pizza.
Yeah, you get breakfast pizza. That's good.
But my question is.
What if you got a big tank?
Wait,
like, does everybody get the same? Ooh. What?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say, like, if you're limited to, like, $20, or does it just fill up your tank and then, you know, someone comes with a big old truck that takes 50,000 gallons.
I'd get the RV.
Yeah. Get the motorhome.
The boat. Probably there was a limit, like $50 a person or something.
But that's pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
$15,000. And if you want to hear Courtney Perry talking about it, here we go.
They still need to get to work. They need to get their kids to daycare. So this is the opportunity that gives them to keep going for another week.
That's awesome. That dude gave his own money on his own birthday. When you think you'd want a gift, you give him gifts. Yeah, question, answer.
He's a reverend, right?
Reverend.
How does he get the money?
Well, a lot of ways.
Is it from the tithe? Isn't that what Amy does? She gives 10%.
Well, you tithe. Good. But it doesn't have to be. I would say probably not. Probably from his salary. Probably from, I mean, if he does anything else. Because some preachers write books or speak. There's a way to make money.
Okay, I didn't know if, like, I didn't know priests got paid or anything.
He's about to make this negative.
Preacher,
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know they made money.
Preacher, oh man, are you kidding? Some of these preachers.
Bank.
Wait, I mean.
Well, yeah, I know that guy in Houston makes a lot of money.
Some of them make millions and millions and millions. Someone writing books, but someone also, oh, I'll take a dollar there.
Yeah,
like, because I watch Righteous Gemstones, they make a lot of money.
And that's a documentary. All right, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone, Angela in Kentucky. Angela, what's going on?
Bobby, about a year, well, exactly a year ago, you called me to wish me a happy birthday. And so today is my birthday, so I wanted to start the next year off right.
I called you, huh? What was that about?
You did. You called me for my birthday to wish me a happy 60th birthday.
How did I know it was your birthday? I'm wondering how that came to be.
I called the day before.
Oh.
Or a couple of days before. Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, look at me.
Nice of you.
Yeah. Very good job, Bobby.
So she's looking forward again.
Yeah, here you go. Now she's 61.
Happy birthday, Angela. How about that? And 61. Hope it's an awesome year. Anything planned for today?
Not today. Okay. Not today. I just wanted to call and talk to you.
For your whole birthday, nothing is planned today?
Nothing exciting. I thought, well, maybe somebody will surprise me and take me out for dinner.
Is that a hint for Bobby that...
Well, I can't get to Kentucky in time. Yeah, I got... Well, I hope it's an awesome day, Angela, and happy birthday, and I hope this year's as good as last, and I hope next year on your birthday you call us, too.
I will.
More than that, I hope we have a job.
Yeah, that'd be cool,
That'd be cool, too. All right, Angela, happy birthday. See you later.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah,
there you go. Time for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
He never lands.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
That was the Morning Corny.
I don't know if this is really interesting. I don't know if it's more interesting or more dark, but tell me here. There's scientific evidence that points to the fact that a person's brain can sometimes remain active after they pass away for some people long enough to hear their own time of death announced by the doctor.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be so weird.
No. What?
But how do they know? Because nobody actually...
That's true.
Is that more interesting or dark? Because Amy didn't go, ooh, that's dark. She went, wow, what?
That's dark.
No, that's crazy.
Well, I'm trying to think if, like, everything's there and you might hear that, but do you know what it means?
It means it's over.
That's what it means.
And are you trying to yell, no, I'm still here?
That's why I worry about being buried, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, help. Oh, no, look. That's why I want a straw in there with a hole.
Suggested.
Like a submarine thing.
For how many days?
Ever. Ever.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
They're walking in right now, but Chad, the lead singer of Nickelback, and Brantley Gilbert are going on tour together. They're both here. Nickelback, they have Photograph. Here's this one. Oh, God, I am every memory. They also have Rockstar. Because we all just want to be big rock stars. How You Remind Me. They have Hero. They have so many number ones. Nickelback, I love them. And then Brantley, for example, has Bottoms Up. So this is going to be super fun because I don't really know Chad. He's only been on the phone once. And Brantley's always fun. So let's do it. Chad from Nickelback and Brantley Gilbert coming in the studio right now.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback and Brantley Gilbert.
Guys, I was hoping both of you would come, just generally both be here, but I didn't know you'd come together in my dream. It's pretty cool. Congratulations. Yeah. It's a fantasy. I should say fantasy. Yeah.
That's cool. A hell of a sentence.
Yeah. So, Brantley, good to see you again, buddy.
Good to see you, brother, always.
Chad, we've only spoken on the phone, so it's a real pleasure to meet you. I've been a big
long-time
fan.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, been a fan for a long time. Let me ask the obvious question here. How did you two even meet, or who introduced you, and why did they suggest you go out on tour together? Brantley, you first.
Man, I'll be honest. The first I heard about it was through my manager, and I was stoked, like, right off the bat. I saw you guys when you came to Nashville, and I was telling somebody this the other day, like, you know, for as long as I can remember, you know, if there was a weekend, we were playing a show, so I hadn't really seen that many shows. I'd seen a few, and I'd seen whatever bands were playing with us that weekend or whatever, But I went to his show with Aaron Tannenbaum, and we went and saw you guys at, I think it was Bridgestone, and man, I remember seeing the show and being like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's good energy and stuff. And I was already a huge fan, and so when I heard about it from Aaron, like, I was just super stoked, and I was in immediately.
Chad, when did you get introduced to Brantley's music, and have you ever had anyone, because Brantley rides that line and always has, I don't even know what line it is, Brantley, I'll be honest with you.
He's sober.
Yeah.
He just got done saying he's sober. You can't say stuff like that.
Why did you think it was a good idea to put Brantley on with Nickelback?
Well, did you hear what he just, did you hear all the nice things he just said? I owe you $500 for that, by the way.
Yes.
All day long. I'm just like, money today. He's going to just keep saying stuff like this. I'm going to be broke by the time the day's over. It's just like, cha-ching, cha-ching. We didn't want to go back to the same well that we'd been going to every single time we put an opener on for the last 20 years. There's these same six bands that come up every single time. People have seen that show. People saw that show in 2003. See, people saw that show in 2005, 7, 6, you know, all of it. It's just like, I wanted to try something a little different. I want to expand the horizon. I don't want to give people the same show. And so when Brantley's name came up, we found that very interesting. I think that right off the bat, I was like, that's interesting.
He wanted to see a redneck in the wild.
Yeah. I still want to see a redneck in the wild. Then you know, the conversation progressed and it just went further down the line. And the next thing you know, it's like, you know, I called him. I think I was a little inebriated. I was on a boat in the Bahamas and you were in Montana. I think you were
stuck on a mountain in the snow.
Yeah, hunting. I think you were trying to shoot something.
A mountain lion, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, are we doing this? And you're like, I got a lot of wind here. And yeah, we should do this. I think we should do this. Like, okay. I'll call you when I'm not in a, you know, when I'm not in a boat and when you're not on the side of a mountain in a snowstorm.
We couldn't have been in more opposite places. Yeah, it was awesome. I was stoked.
We had Steven Tyler on in the last couple of years, and we were talking to him because that's a guy who's been successful for a long time, like decade, and there is something to be said for somebody who can stay so relevant for so long and continue making good music. Same thing I would say about you, Chad, and your band.
Thank you.
And I asked Steven Tyler, I said, of all these years, have you ever had an opener that turned out, you put them on when they were just a baby and they turned out to be massive? And he said, you know, once we had a guy named Fred who would be in he slept in the front of the bus. And I was just trying to figure it out. And it's Freddie Mercury from Queen who opened for Aerosmith. Right. And I was blown away at the story because here's Steven Tyler talking about Freddie Mercury on their bus opening up.
Right. And next question, how old are you, dude?
And all this sustained massive success from you guys, do you have any story like that where you had a baby that came out and they turned into a massive success as well? Or that you guys put on and you're like, wow, you were kind of blown away by seeing what they did at an early stage?
Way to preface it by, it's like, so they discovered Queen. What do you got?
You got me, buddy.
I think, you know, probably,
he wasn't taking credit for Queen. He just said
I'm not taking credit by any stretch, but like Shinedown went on and just exploded. There was a band that we took with us. We took them to the UK, and now they're selling out arenas all over the UK.
What's the name? Coldplay.
it was not Coldplay. The band know who they are, and I can't think of their name, and right now they're just yelling at the radio. It's like,
Blackstone Cherry.
It's Blackstone Cherry. That's right.
That sounds like God came in from above. Yeah.
700 people all at the same time. They're just like, Blackstone Cherry. It's
Brantley,
like this, just in.
Same question for you, because that happens here. Who was one of your openers early on that blew up?
Man, you know, we've been blessed through the years, and I feel like our team's done a great job of getting folks in front of us that definitely have stuff going on, man. We had openers like, I mean, Thomas Rhett supported us, Luke Combs, Michael Ray, Kanan Smith, man, just bunches of guys, man. And you know, that's one thing I think that is similar in our worlds, and especially on the touring side of things. It's like, you know, in some ways, for years, we've been able to help people get their foot in the door, right? Especially on the touring side of things. And then, you know, watching them blow up, you kind of feel like you had something to do with it. You know, there's a little pride involved. But,
he discovered Shinedown. We just heard. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, Don't do that. That's funny. That's so weird. My phone is vibrating right now, and it's Brent. Yeah. Brent's like, did you just say? I'm like, no, I didn't.
That was a deep fake. Yeah. The Get Rolling Tour. Brantley is joining Nickelback. Tickets go on sale starting today. We're going to come back with these guys in a second. But today, 10 a.m. local time, so wherever you are. If you're in Boston listening or Vegas, wherever you are locally, 10 a.m., livenation.com, and you guys are doing a lot of shows. Holy moly. See, I mean, this is like touring, because even when I tour as a comedian, I tour like Brantley tours for the most part, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, and then I come back home and I do the show. But like when you're in the rock world, sometimes you guys don't come home, right? You just stay gone.
Yeah, you kind of just take a picture of your home, your bed, and you just don't see that for a lot of months. We try not to tour like that anymore. Like when we were, 20 years ago, we went on a lot of Try to Kill Us tours. And they would just, the longest stretch was 18 months.
Oof.
You're just, you're on stage every night. You're hosting the party every night. There's a party backstage every night. Why am I not in rehab?
Yeah,
I should probably.
I feel like I'm in rehab for that story. I need to go just for the story there.
It's but not so taboo anymore. The one I went to is pretty good. I'll give you a card.
All right, tickets go on sale today, 10 a.m. local time, Live Nation.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Chad Kruger from Nickelback and Brantley Gilbert.
It's weird to hear your name like that, but that's how you say your last name for real?
For real.
But when people started, when it became Chad Kroger, because I have, but why?
The O really throws, like, it throws you off. I guess we should put the umlaut back on the, it's a German name.
Did you only just start saying, though, that everyone was saying it wrong, or have you been fighting the fight?
Nah, because when you start off and you start an interview, and someone says, we've got Chad Kroger from Nickelback. This band has sold 50 million records. They've been around for da-da-da-da, and they go down this list of accolades. Chad, how are you? And at that point in time, I'm supposed to say, it's Kruger.
It only takes twice, though, and people learn real quick, though.
No, it doesn't take twice, because the fight's been going on for the last 25 years. And I just got to the point where I'm like, whatever. And this, like, now with the, you know, the new PR team that we've hired, they're like, can we start getting people to say your name properly? I was sitting there and I was doing an interview, and Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains and I were doing a tour together. And we get to this radio station, and they're like, we got Jerry Cantrell and Chad Kroger. And he stops the interview right there. He goes, it's Kruger. And Buddy's just like, but he did it like in a get his name right bonehead sort of way. And he's like, oh, my bad, I didn't. And then he looks at me and goes, that is your last name, dude. Don't ever let anyone mispronounce your last name. That's your last name. And he like gave it to me right there in the end. I was like, oh, I wasn't that big of a deal. I wasn't really that.
That's a great point.
You're
you
way more pissed about this than I am, to be totally honest. But yeah, but then it just got to the point where, you know, this was the round of press. You know, this was the time where we were like, all right, we're going to the point where I was going to start wearing shirts in interviews that says, you know, just spell it out phonetically. C-R-E-W, next word, G-E-R. It's Kruger, you know, but I guess we should just put the umlaut back over the O so people have a little bit of a reference point, because you guys have the big grocery chain down here, and that's why it's, you know, that's why everyone just says Kruger.
That's why?
That's why.
That's probably why I said
if
it.
I put a U in there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're also like, wouldn't know what the umlaut really meant. I'll be honest with you. He's like, just put the umlaut, you'll know. And in my head, I'm going, it's, I still
I didn't either.
Know.
It's two that's, dots.
Yeah.
Motley Crue. Although they put it over the U, which is still a crew, but you know, they're sort of using it incorrectly. But if you take the if you take that, it changes the way that the vowel is supposed to be.
All right, there's your lesson, guys.
Wow. All right.
Brantley, you started playing guitar how old? And where did you get your first guitar?
Man, my first guitar was my dad's. It was like this Yamaha thing. I have no idea when I started, or I think I took like a couple lessons and hated it, and just kind of tried to figure out stuff on my own. But I remember like very hazy, you know. I had that
first
little Fender
song you ever learned.
Just gonna say,
because for me, we were talking about this the other day, Eddie and I. For me, it was boom down down. It was Metallica down 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 boom.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters, yeah. Because I could look at the
wait,
tab.
Who got that for 500 points?
Not me.
Nice. Wow.
And then when it got to House of the Rising Sun, I was like, I'm getting somewhere. There is a house, and I was like, okay, I'm and then I it sucked. But that for me was like, do you remember the first song that you learned as a whatever teenager?
I was like Smoke on the Water.
Oh, that was that one too.
Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 it's that or Crazy Train.
Can
or,
you play Smoke on the Water right now? We have a guitar that sits here. Could you play Smoke on the Water? The most are you so advanced that you can't go elementary?
Oh, he's already got it plugged up. I told you he was going to figure
it
out.
Well, we keep it. You know, we do a little something here ourselves.
If you just wanted to.
I play,
if you're just doing the easy, but it's not actually played like that. But that's like, if you're going to teach somebody how to do it, it's just, you know, 1, 1, 3, 5, 1, 3, 6, 5, 1, 3, 5, 3, open.
Brantley, what was your first one?
I don't know. I still don't know
you
numbers.
Still can't
you're
grab
up,
it?
Buttercup.
Man, you know what? Like, I had that little Fender Bender.
Yeah.
Right after high school, and it made things real hazy, but. I guarantee what? You I couldn't. I hit my head pretty hard on a tree, and it, you know, I don't remember a lot of stuff real well.
From early?
Yeah.
That gives you the best excuse in the world.
Nailed
like
it.
Like the wife is asking to do something. Babe,
Chad,
it was a big tree.
What is the easiest song, Brantley, that you play that when people are learning guitar they play? Like, what is your easiest song to play? Basically G, C's, D's, and E's.
Man, I guess One Hell of an Amen kind of be.
Oh, your finger in though. See, that you'd lose me a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, this is GD and A.
Yeah, but you're arpeggiating though. It doesn't. That's not.
Yeah. Now we're talking. There now we go. Got some solid
campfire, baby. Campfire. Yeah.
Do you, Chad, are you expected at, let's say you're at a gathering, a party, and there's a guitar? Do they go, Chad, grab the guitar and play something?
Like,
and what do you play?
But I do this thing where I'll like,
I'm tied up.
I do this, like this tease, and I'll be like, like I'll get the guitar, and everyone's like, they want me to, I know, you know, they want me to play like entire songs and get the, and I'll do like a, I'm the newest stand in line, clubs will never get in, and then I just stop. And then everybody, and then everyone starts, they're like, well, keep going. I'm like, and then I go, never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a, you know, and then because then everyone else sings for a little bit, and then they realize I've stopped, and then they realize I'm not coming back in.
It's that musical Blue Balls. Hey, dude, if you want to hear something funny for real, I forgot. I'm not supposed to say that.
You're okay.
Here.
Yeah, you can. We're good.
I apologize.
No, we're good. We're good.
Did you hear what happened when he played Rockstar a minute ago?
When what happened?
Oh, Chad. Has an inner redneck that he channels when he plays that song.
Right.
It's acoustically
like,
or full
no,
band?
No, it's like this, because I joked about this in an interview where I said, you know, it's almost like it's a country song and it's almost like I'm throwing on like this southern thing. And I throw on this thick southern accent and I sing it, but it doesn't sound any different. It just sounds like that's how we record it. I'm through with standing in line, the clubs will never get in, it's like the bottom. And it's just like, oh. It's like, well, that's as thick a twang as I can put on there, but it just sounds exactly like we did.
I was never offended by that song until he did that. And I was like, does he think we can't get in clubs? So he's kind of right.
I've taken your perfectly Nashville tuned guitar and just put it in some terrible, you know. Well, that's my favorite thing though, is just getting like getting people all excited. Like I'll start a tune just like that, and they're like, oh, I want to, you know. And I look at this, and everyone just starts screaming away, and then I just stop.
I bet you can do that at your concerts though too, right? Like the people that love. I mean, can't you just go, I'll do it, and they just sing. They could sing the whole thing, and you could just hit chords.
Hopefully, if my throat's sore, like I'm, you know, when you just do the, you know. You got this one. And then you just sort of walk around and they're like, Oh, we paid to come to see your show so we could sing to you. Oh, I get it.
Nailed it.
I'm always intrigued by set lists and why you guys put where you put what you put. Brantley, what do you start your show with right now?
We have this little intro jam we do and then it goes into Kick It.
And then what do you end the show with? And does it matter how good the crowd is if you're headlining? Will you do an encore anyway? Will you say, I'm not doing an encore, but I'm going to stay up here? Well, like, how do you end your shows?
So we kind of started doing this little hybrid thing. That's pretty cool. We do like a, so it's kind of like a little mashup. We kind of take it outside into a couple of heavy metal songs and then not singing them, just the music part and kind of finish out. And then we kind of do this general build back in with like, na, 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 hey, goodbye. And then go from that into reading my rights and end the show there. But that way it's not like, because at the end of Take It Outside, I like run down and, you know, you've been to a show before. I'll go down and see everybody and tag hands and stuff. And I kind of just go backstage and then they start the build of the goodbye thing and I come back on. So it's not the encore thing, I feel
stop
like.
Stop telling is, people how the show's going to end.
Right. Well, we're changing it for this one.
Yeah, so
that was the last tour.
Wait till you see what's coming up on this tour.
What are you going to start with, Chad?
We're going to start off probably with our.
Just generally. You don't have to run this one, but like, why? Oh. Like, what do you generally. Do you start with a hit? Because you have so many.
We start with the first rock single off of the album that we're pushing. You know, so. You've got the whole, they might not have complete familiarity, but you just walked on stage, so you've got that in your corner. And they're like, yay! And they're like,
And then by the end of the song, even if they don't know it, then you just go straight into a hit right after that one. And then at the end of the show, I always end off with a big rocker. Don't put them to sleep at the end.
You forgot. The show's only like 90 minutes long, so everything they pull out is a hit.
Right.
It's going to be a laundry list of hits.
This is not the right way to ask the question, but you've played some of these songs so many times, and I'll relate it to me reading a prompter if I'm on TV, and sometimes I just check out. Like, I've done it so many times that it's hard for me to, if I've done it 10th out, can you?
You go full Ron Burgundy?
Well, it's like, I'll get to the end of it, won't even remember.
Who put a question mark on a teleprompter?
can you get in the middle of one of these songs you've done so many times and like be thinking, okay, when I get home, I need to really get some groceries?
I always say that.
You need to go to Kroger.
I say that re-entry is a so you'll be sitting there and you're like, and you will drift off. And I'm like, what was my second grade teacher's name? And you're just off there and you're off. And then you're like, I'm standing in front of thousands of people. And then you're like, what verse am I on? And that re-entry thing is like, boom, when you get back and you're like, where am I? What am I doing? Like, I'm just like, what the hell's going on here? Re-entry is a
any need for a prompter? Because you have so many songs.
Well, see, you don't want to tell people this stuff because they're just like, really? Like when you have 10 albums, have you ever tried to karaoke like Rockstar?
No.
Do you know how long? Like the lyrics are just, it just goes on forever.
Have you tried to karaoke Rockstar?
Yeah, nightly.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it just doesn't stop.
Right.
You need, like, you just need so much oxygen because there's just no place to breathe. And now, you know, we try to do fun stuff with, we call it like Rockstar Karaoke, and we'll bring people up and I'll say stuff like, and if you forget the words, we've got them written down for you right here. And they just start looking down and then it literally just turns into karaoke. So, yes.
Urban legend about you. You can tell me if this is true or not.
Oh, be careful.
And it's an urban legend given to me from a friend who was with you.
Okay.
You were on a boat, maybe the one you mentioned earlier.
Mm.
You ever throw pillows up and then shoot them out of the sky from your boat?
Well,
I hope this is a yes. Close.
We had a couple AR-15s, and we were in international waters. Completely legal. The Geneva Convention doesn't say anything about pillows. We weren't trying to shoot them out of the sky, but we'd have people go to the front of the boat and you're just kind of whipping these old pillows off into the, and then we were just shooting the hell out of them. In fact, my security guy, Hawk, who's hiding somewhere. Yes, and I have... I may or may not have video this on me right now.
Yes, it just got even.
Where'd you hear that? Did I tell you this?
You did not. It doesn't matter where. I'll never reveal my sources.
Why are you saying don't tell the story? Why? What? I didn't do anything illegal. There's a team of people back there just like, don't.
They're about to kick in the door.
I'm showing them the video.
Woke America's angry right now. Did he say AR-15 out loud?
Don't care.
I am triggered.
Yeah.
Brantley doesn't want to look over at Chad's phone just in case what he sees. Because you never want to look at anybody's phone while they're looking for something. Oh, you are. Oh.
Management is losing their mind. And
those poor pillows.
Yeah. I was thinking of like any fish that might be nearby.
Okay. Any fish. Do you know how hard it is to hit anything with a gun? You think you can shoot a fish?
Or, I don't know.
Listen.
It could just be disruptive.
Oh, dude, I never thought it'd be you embroiled in this conversation right now. Like, I could totally find myself in this, but I didn't think you was going to find it.
No, what you don't know about me is... I might be twice as redneck as you are, but you just think because I'm Canadian that I don't have any of that in me.
We're going to jail.
We're going to shoot some Tannerite.
Nickelback and Brantley Gilbert. It seems like there will be plenty of pyro. Was that the second name of the tour, just in case? Plenty of pyro. Instead, we're going to go with Get Rolling.
Plenty of pyro.
All over. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. local time, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to us.
Those poor fish.
LiveNation.com, which, by the way, the new San Quentin, awesome. We played that on the show.
Thank you.
My prediction is, I don't know anything about it, I bet you guys end up doing a song together at some point.
Oh, I guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll sneak up while he's, you know, halfway through.
No, not on stage.
You can't even keep
not
it together.
Not on stage. Are you slobbering over there? No, I'm talking about.
You got him cry laughing. Poor fish.
I was worried about the fish.
I mean, sad for the guppies, and we're over here. So my prediction is he'll end up hopping on a Brantley song at some point.
Oh, I hope so, man. That would be amazing.
That'd be super cool. Well, look, obviously I'm fans of you both. Brantley, love you.
Love you too, buddy.
Brantley's the only guy I've ever called out of respect when I was mad at him because I was like, got this song. We did the same song. I know you guys didn't steal it, but I'm pissed, but don't beat me up. And then we became friends one day later. I did a comedy song, and he did a song that was very similar, and I know he didn't. There was no stealing of it, but I was just like, I got to go on the air now and say, we didn't steal it from you, and now, and then.
But your song was a joke?
Yes. Well, their song was funny, too.
Ours was.
So we did a song with another country guy named John Party called Nobody Cares About the Opening Act, right? That's what it was?
No.
Oh, you can't say that in a country song.
Okay.
About all the stuff you can't say in a country song. And then Brantley and Toby Keith, they did Worst Country Song of All Time.
I'd like to sit in on that writing session. Things you can't say in a country song.
But we already did it.
Yeah, we just did it.
And so did Brantley.
I mean, I've got songs that, like, you can't say that in a rock song.
Yeah, but different. Different.
Like, when I start songs with, I like your pants around your feet, everyone's like, there's no way they're going to play that on the radio. I'm like, and we're joking to each other. I'm like, I bet you I can write a song that starts off with, I like your pants around your feet, and I'll bet you we can get it played on the radio. Two records later, I'll bet you that we can put, you look so much cuter with something in your mouth in a song, and we'll get it played on the radio. And they're like, there's no way in hell you're going to do that, and they're going to play it on the radio. Both those songs went to number one at rock radio.
I bet you we can murder someone on a microphone. It continues. He gets bored, so he's like, I bet you.
Mm-hmm. Literally, you told Nickelback they could just jump from higher. Yeah. That's awesome.
My point is, Brantley, I love you and respect you. Reason I haven't even called you. I'd be like, man, now I got to go and say I didn't steal your song. And Brantley's like, if you say anything bad about me, I'm going to whoop your butt. And I'm like, sorry, sir. You, Chad, been a fan forever. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Really cool to spend some time with you. And guys, this is going to be a rocking show. I mean, it's going to be the guitar tone. There'll be no shortage of tone, of guitar tone, strong guitar tone here. So
I just want everybody, like, if you come to, you know, if you come to one of our shows or if you come to this show, I just, my thing is just always like, I want people leaving with that big dumb smile on their face, just go like that. From start to finish was fantastic.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll keep this a secret too. But my girlfriend saw the opening act last night, and she looked at me and she's like, "He's your opener." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh." I'm like, "Easy." She's like, "I'm coming to every show." Good Lord, woman.
Is there a Z in his name?
Yeah, buddy.
That's the deal. Yeah. Okay, look, you two, thank you. Appreciate you coming in. Been awesome to talk to you. Brantley Gilbert and Chad Kruger from Nickelback. Thank you, guys. Go watch the show. The Get Rolling Tour. Tickets on sale today, 10 a.m. local time, livenation.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so hard to keep up with everything in the news these days. It's so hard to keep up with everything that's good, streaming services or TV, because there's just so much out there. And this hiker story, the headline is Second Missing Hiker Found on California's Mount Baldy as search for actor Julian Sands continues, and it's one of the most shared stories today, but I don't know anything about this. So, Lunchbox, this seems like right up your alley. Do you know about this story?
Yeah, so Mount Baldy is right outside of Los Angeles, and it's a very popular hiking place, but it's very dangerous this time of year, and officials have been saying, stay away from this mountain. When you get up there, the winds are 50 to 60 miles an hour. There's ice on there like we've never seen before.
They tell people not to go. It's that dangerous.
Yeah. And people are still going. And so this 75-year-old dude went with some friends on Sunday, and they were going to meet back at the truck at 2 o'clock. He never showed up. So they sent rescue crews out, and they kept looking, and bad weather, couldn't find him. Finally found him. He had a leg injury. He was still alive. But this actor, Julian...
They found that first guy?
Yeah, they brought him yesterday. They got him out, and he was able to kind of walk with help. And he's in a hospital. They didn't release his condition. Mm. This Julian Sands guy went missing like 2 weeks ago. They have no idea where he is. Can't find him. There's another body out there missing. Can't find it. And like 3 weeks ago, there was a woman that went, and she was climbing in an ice thing, 400 feet down.
So these people know it's dangerous, but they keep doing it anyway because seems fun. They're adrenaline
junkies.
Thrill seekers,
and they like the outdoors. They like to hike. But yeah, this woman, she went, and she...
So this actor, Julian Sands, do we know him for anything?
I don't...
Does movie Mike know him?
I was like, I never heard of the guy.
It was a big story, but I thought people were going up there and getting murdered or something.
No, they're
doing this themselves.
They're doing this themselves. They're going...
I'm not saying that like that's okay, but there's a difference in being abducted and you're just taking a trail walk and they're like, don't do it, then you do it, and then all of a sudden something bad happens. That's why they tell you don't do it, because something bad's going to happen.
And then rescue people are put at risk.
Great point.
Find you.
Absolutely.
Yes, but they are saying that like they've been calling off searches because of wind and weather, and so they'll get back out there when they can. But yeah, there's two people that are missing, Sands and some other guy named Gregory.
But were they together? Or
no.
No,
they didn't say they were together. They just said there's two people missing.
By the way, guys, we have our money with DraftKings on the San Francisco 49ers this weekend. Everybody gave me $20. We put it in. We can make some good cash. So we need San Francisco to win.
Yeah!
And if so, we'll be rich.
Can't wait.
I don't know about rich because we only bet $20 each.
We'll have
but
money.
It's a good significant amount. So just know that. San Francisco. Okay. And they're playing who, Amy? The Armadillos.
Huh?
And if they beat the Armadillos, then they'll win.
That's not...
They're true. Good, Amy. They're real good.
Whatever.
What team do you think you know the most about?
Toss up between Tampa and the Cowboys, obviously. What do you mean? History,
just asking.
Facts, players.
Aaron Rodgers plays for who?
The Green Bay Packers.
Uh-huh. What's the name of their stadium in Green Bay?
The Cheese. Bowl.
A Cheez-It Bowl is correct. Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
Is it Cheez-It?
Mm-hmm, Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, good for you. The NFL is down to the final four. The 49ers and Bengals, and they're not playing each other, but they are. Well, the Bengals aren't even the favorite anymore. Kansas City took over this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so the Eagles and 49ers are playing.
Okay.
And the Chiefs and Bengals are playing, and it's going to be good. So the first game is happening, Eagles and Niners, on Sunday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, 1 Noon. AFC Championship is at 6:30 Eastern in the evening. That's the Bengals and the Chiefs. I am super excited. It's just awesome. These are the four best teams, too, except for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cowboys,
we're a big
Cowboys
show.
You know,
Jerry Jones, big favorite of ours.
Yeah, we just so happened to lose that game. Yeah.
Did you see that Natalie Stovall was in the hospital for 15 days?
I did see that.
But I feel like a terrible, terrible friend because she's been very sick. I did not know she was in the hospital. And so she messaged me yesterday, and she said, hey, I'm just out of the hospital. And I was like, wait, what? And I love Natalie. We've taken her on the road with us a lot. I would say she's a real friend, except I didn't even know she was in the hospital.
I know.
I get mad at her for not telling. No, it does make me a bad friend.
No, it doesn't.
But I get mad at her for not telling me she was in the hospital.
She only posted one picture on Instagram, and she's like, I'll explain later. And she's like, I'm good, though.
So
she posted another
one. And then there was another one.
I don't want to reveal too much of her stuff, but, and I'll read you some of the news story here. Natalie Stovall from the band Runaway June. Here's a clip of Runaway June. I can buy my own dreams. The story says she had a rough time after a surgery to remove 3 fibroids in her uterus. The surgeon ended up removing 20 of them. But I don't know what that is or means. Mm. My doctor knowledge is in a different area.
You're in letters.
You don't
letters.
Have a uterus, but it's crazy to me that they, once they got in there, it's almost like they saw how out of control it was. And then to be under, when you're not even supposed to be under that long, and then I think there was like loss of blood. I don't know. The whole thing is just terrifying.
Non-cancerous growths in the uterus that can develop during a woman's childbearing years is what that is. Mm-hmm. So she lost a lot of blood during the surgery and her body wouldn't bounce back. She had to get blood transfusions, bowel obstruction. I'd be like, don't print that part.
It's okay. Hey, right. It's just our body.
Like, you know
no,
what?
I hear you. But I'd be like, don't print that part.
It's embarrassing.
But her sharing that makes other people feel good about
absolutely,
their
except
bowel
for the bowel part. I'd be like, don't print that. I'd share everything. Make a couple up. I don't care. Don't print the bowel part. She spent 15 days in the hospital, didn't eat for 13 days. Had to have a tube inserted in her nose to help her recover. While she described the experience as painful, she says she feels fortunate. She's now recovering at home and focusing on getting back to all the things and people she loves. That story's from CMT. So she called me yesterday and said, she can't talk really. So she texted me and she goes, hey, I've been in the hospital for 15 days. And first of all, I'm like, I'm a terrible friend. I would have gone to the hospital. I'd have patch Adam'd her, but I'd have showed up, red nose on. Whoa, Natalie.
Make her feel better.
And she said, please don't remove me from the Million Dollar Show, which is what we're playing in February. Eddie and I have a band called The Raging Idiots, and we do a big charity show at the Ryman with, this year it's Parker McCollum, Randy Houser, Dina Carter, Tracy Lawrence, The Wreckers, Michelle Branch. They all come and play with our band, and Natalie is in Runaway June, but also plays fiddle for us. And I told her, I'm not removing you, and I'm depending on you. I'm counting on you to be there. And, sometimes we just need a goal.
Yeah.
And so she was like, please don't. I know if you see what's up, I'm really struggling right now, but I could use this in order to, and use it for something to get back to. So my wish for her is that she can play the fiddle at the Million Dollar Show. And we're rooting for, praying for Natalie. You're probably not listening to this, but we love you. And I'm a terrible friend. But I didn't know, so maybe you're a terrible friend for not telling me, not calling me while you're in surgery. Maybe that's on her. Okay, that's the latest in that. All right, last time you messed up. That's the question. Last time we were like, oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that. I'll go first just because I messed up. It's on me. My bad. My wife, I didn't know you had to use or you were supposed to use bananas that were not super ripe, but going bad to make banana bread or like older bananas. I had no idea. And she purposely was leaving them to age, and I threw them away. And I was like,
No.
Do you know that about banana bread?
Oh, yeah. And if they get thrown away at my house, it's not just banana bread. I mean, you can make all kinds of things. Protein pancakes. They're perfect because they're mushy. They taste better. They're sweeter. Ugh.
They're black.
Hey,
yeah.
Blackish.
And so I just said, tossed them. And she said, hey, I'm going to make some banana bread. And I was like, oh, wow, really? That sounds great. She's like, wow. Have you seen the bananas? And immediately I go, oh no, oh no, no. And I thought about lying.
No, where are they?
But I did, and I was like, the old ones that I threw away? Like, I made it seem like, oh, those old gross ones that I threw. She goes, yeah, oh no, I was keeping. And she didn't make me feel bad, but I had no idea. And so, but I messed up. So that's, hey, let's play. That's on me.
My bad.
That's on me. That's on me. That's on me. Amy, what do you got?
Well, I'm yelling at my kids. So
I like how some of these turn into Amy's like confessions.
It happens.
Yeah.
You don't want it to. And I really work hard on not putting myself in that situation. But I definitely yelled, and I had to go own it and make a repair with them.
Do you apologize?
Oh, absolutely. I now know that's the most effective way, just because I need to admit, I don't want them to think, oh, this is how we respond in life. So I go and say, hey, you know, I'm sure it was it scary when mom yelled like that?
I just would stop yelling and not do it anymore. I don't know that I would go and be like, I'm sorry I yelled.
No, I make a repair, and I want to hear their feelings about it. Make sure they know it was not them, it was me.
It sounds like it was them, though.
But it was me. It's on me to not respond that way.
Okay,
100%.
But it was them, though. That,
right. You didn't. It wasn't you that caused me to yell. That's stuff I need to work
good
through.
For you.
So that way they can learn how to process, too.
Do you guys yell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever go back and apologize?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you apologize? You do?
Yeah.
Good for you guys. You apologize to your kids?
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have yelled?
Like, you know, I may have overreacted there. I was a little heated.
But your kid's like 2 months, and he's like, what does overreaction mean?
Yeah, he doesn't know what that means. But I'm like,
I'm not a yeller ever. Like, I'm just not someone who yells anyway. And
I hope you have kids.
Right.
Start yelling.
Hey, he's like, I hope that. But so I don't
start yelling at the tree.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
I mean,
yell at everything.
Okay, Amy, good for you.
But yes.
Lunchbox?
My 4-year-old, we're sitting at dinner. He's like, Dad, my eyes. I got something in my eyes. And I was like, you just got a piece of cornbread. All right, good. And then we go take a bath. And I, you know, washing his hair. My eyes. My eyes. There's something wrong with my eyes. I'm like, quit being a drama queen. Next day, his eyes were shut because they were infected. And so he wasn't being a drama queen. They were really burning. It was really hurting. And I was like, yes, my bad. I apologize.
You apologize then?
No, I apologize to myself. I was just like, my bad. I told myself. I didn't tell
him. That's on me? Yes,
yeah, on me. That's on me.
That's on me.
I took him to the doctor, and he had to get antibiotics, and his eyes were closed the next morning. I was like, gosh, that's my bad.
That's on me.
Yeah, my bad.
My bad.
I think that's what we'll call this segment from now on. That's on me.
That's on me.
Hey, Raymond, do anything on you?
Yeah, Vegas, we went there for the Sore Losers convention, and one night I decided to take a party bus downtown, and I didn't inform my wife that I was doing that. She was at another event. So I just decided to take 4 listeners party bus downtown. It was good times, but I never answered my phone. Baser had no idea where I was. Went home, apologized for that. I said, that's on me. Then the next day, I forgot that I told all the listeners I would pay for it. So all these listeners are coming up to Baser saying, hey, you owe us Venmo. You owe us money. We paid for your party bus, and your husband said you guys are going to pay for it. And she had no idea what they were talking about.
Why did you say that you were going to pay for it all?
No idea. That was the alcohol. So that one was on me.
Okay, that's on me. That's on you. That's on me. That's on me. All right, Eddie, real quick.
I make a big deal about closing the garage door every single time. Tell my wife, like, hey, guys, shut the garage door. Do not leave it open overnight. Well, I woke up the other morning, got my car, garage door's wide open. I call my wife. This is unbelievable. You guys left it over. She's like, we all closed it. You know what? I was the last one to take the trash out. I'm the one that left it open.
Oh, that's...
Hey, that one was on me.
That's on me. That's on me. That's on me. That's on me. You know what?
I feel better.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Hey, release it from any... where you're holding... release it.
Hey, we're human.
You know what?
That's on
me.
That's on me.
That's on me.
That's on me. That's on me.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ontario, Canada. A man was driving a semi, pulls into a gas station, and can't get the gas pump to work. Well, the gas station's closed, so he calls local authorities, says, hey, can you guys come help me? So they show up, run the license plate, truck stolen.
I wonder why they run the license plate. Do they think he's drunk or something? Because, and do they just run every license plate?
I think so.
Just if they see a license plate, they run it.
I feel like when they're sitting in traffic, they're sitting there typing in every license plate they see.
Why not?
Like for fun.
It doesn't sound fun.
No.
And maybe not. I really don't know. But if you get to a gas station in the middle of the night and the gas pump is closed, can you call the cops to come help you? And if not, then do they go, okay, something's up with this dude? Or are you out of gas, so you call? I don't know. All this just seems off a little bit. Like slightly tilted.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, if he thinks, oh, they won't check and they'll be able to unlock the gas pump.
Right.
That's probably it. He probably doesn't feel like he did anything wrong, but I think probably any time a police approaches a car, they run it just to see who they're dealing with.
You think? I don't think so. I think there had to be something about this person.
If
that,
they have to get out of the car, I think they want to know who they're approaching.
I don't think they do it to every license plate.
Shoot, I don't know.
I don't either. But also, they probably don't have a key to every gas pump either, guys. They don't have a key to the city.
Yeah.
But they could help you get gas if you're broken down, because I've seen that happen before.
Right, maybe they can give you a ride to the gas station.
I think this guy was just shady. Something about him. Yeah. Okay, is that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Going to head up to Monterey, California. Hopefully we'll see a bunch of our listeners that listen to the show up there. And Eddie and I are going, and I'm playing, and I'm not a good golfer, and they invited me to play in the Pebble Beach Golf Pro-Am, and it's a charity week. It's golf, and...
Oh, I said this to somebody, and I didn't really understand what it was, and they were like, what?
I know.
He's like, they were very...
I said to people, too, and they're like,
not
what?
Not like, what that shocked you got invited, but what that's so amazing. That's
same.
So cool.
Well, both. I get both. You got invited, and that's so cool. So, you know, not a great golfer, but going to go out. It's going to be a lot of us from here in town. I mean, Jake, Owen, and I, and Ben Rector are all going to go up there together. But Charles Kelly will be up there, Darius Rucker. So it'd be fun if it's on TV, and it will be on TV. But I'm going to fail out miserably. But I'm going to go for the charity part and play some golf. But Eddie's going to come and be my caddy. But they were like, hey, be sure to get a caddy that knows a lot of the rules, because this is official.
The rules?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, like
crap.
I know. That's what I said.
I don't know the rules.
I know. Neither do I. And so we're going to go and take on the world. But Eddie's been training as my caddy, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not in the best of shape. So what I've been doing is I've been walking the neighborhood with my golf bag on. How cool is that?
This is who's coming up there to this tournament. Him and I, two biggest idiots in the world. Maybe. I wish we could act like we were fancy and we're like real golfers, but Eddie's walking around his big hill with a golf bag. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I got to get in shape somehow, but dude, they're going to think we're cheating because we don't know the rules. We're going to be those people like, I didn't know I couldn't kick the ball.
If I tell you what, though, they're going to say, that guy with the golf bag on his shoulder, though, he can move.
He's been training.
Look at the cardio on that guy. So we're going to head up there. Yeah, we'll do the show from out there. And it's going to be fun. Wish me luck.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I feel like you need to say you're not going to be terrible. You're going to be awesome.
That's not what he does.
Yeah, I'm a realist.
You know Bobby.
Okay, what are you saying?
Well, that you're going to be like, I'm not good. And then when you do play well, you're going to be like.
That's not my point. My point is I'm not good. And I'm going to give it my best effort. And I've been working hard. But I'm not good. So,
you're better than you think you are.
Well, I'm hoping that my caddy doesn't know the rules well enough to help. You know what I mean?
Little foot wedge there.
And then we just be like, rule? That's the rule?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I didn't know that.
We thought it was a hole in one. Anyway, we're out. We hope you guys have a great weekend. Arkansas and Baylor tomorrow. I'm very excited about that game. So that's going to be fun.
How's it?
You all going to win that one?
There
we go. See, Amy, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, gosh.
That's it. Hey, check out the Jake Owen Bobby cast. Thank you all. Have a great weekend. Don't forget Amy's tickets to her live podcast. They go on sale at 10 Central. I hope you get them. Maybe it's already 10 Central where you are. I mean, who cares? It could be Pacific and they're already on sale, but go get them. BobbyBones.com. It'll be an awesome show. Thank you guys. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.